Acts chapter 9, from 1 through 20, but we're going to start off with verse 10. If you have it, say amen.
Amen.
If you don't have it, it's on page 1606. According to my Bible. All right. If you'll put your phone on vibrate, if it ain't Jesus calling. All right. Here goes reading the word. And there was a certain disciple at Damascus named Ananias. And to him said the Lord in a vision, Ananias. And he said, Behold, I am here, Lord. And the Lord said unto him, Arise, and go into the street which is called Straight, and inquire in the house of Judas for one called Saul of Tarsus. For behold, he prayeth. I like that, he prayeth. Saul praying. And he hath seen in a vision a man named Ananias coming in and put his hand on him, that he might receive his sight. Then Ananias answered, Lord, I have heard by many of this man how much evil he hath done to thy saints at Jerusalem. And here he hath authority from the chief priests to bind all that called on thy name. But the Lord said unto him, Go thy way, for he is a chosen vessel unto me, to bear my name before the Gentiles, and kings, and the children of Israel. For I will show him how great things he must suffer for my name's sake. And Ananias went his way and entered into the house, and putting his hands on him, said, Brother Saul, the Lord, even Jesus, that appeared unto thee in the way as thou camest, hath sent me that thou mightest receive thy sight and be filled with the Holy Ghost. And immediately there fell from his eyes as it had been scaled. And he received sight forthwith, and arose and was baptized. And when he had received meat, he was strengthened. Then was Saul certain days with the disciples which were at Damascus, and straightway he preached Christ in the synagogue that he is the Son of God. The title of the message is going to be In the Midst of It.
Amen.
In the midst of it. In the midst of it. I know, Pastor, I discussed with you what I was going to speak on this day. And then Pastor told me, he said, Do you know what such means? I ain't going to tell y'all. And so that made me delve in the word even more. Because I was trying to go another way. And then when he said what he said, That's all I'm going to say. So that meant for me to study some more. You know, and also the message was changed today. So we're sharing these titles in the midst of it. Heavenly Father, we come before you, thank you and praising you on this day that you allowed us, that you have blessed us with. We thank you for all spiritual blessings, Heavenly Father. We thank you right now that you gave us ears to hear, eyes to see, and heart to mind to receive what you have to say unto the church. And we forever give you praise and glory and honor for it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. You may be seated. Ananias, he was a disciple. He was a devout mind. A man, I'm sorry. He was a visionary. He was very humble. He was obedient. And he had a good report of all the Jews. He had a vision, a supernatural appearance. One thing, another thing I like about Ananias, he had a listening ear. He was tuned in with God. He had an open mind, an open spirit. When God was speaking to him, he heard the Lord talking to him. You know, sometimes we don't want to hear what God's saying to us. We don't want to listen. We don't want to do the things of God. And see, but now that was the spiritual side. So he can get into his fleshly side, the human side. The Lord telling him to go to a street called Straight and inquire of Saul of Tarsus. inquire of him. He said, because I chose him. He is my chosen vessel. Then Ananias, you know how we do. When our parents try to tell us to do something and we don't want to do it. He said, you want me to do what? You want me to go where? Don't you know about this man? Saul? Who's locking up all Christians? Who's killing? Who's murdering? He's destroying. Who's attacking us? If we call on the name of the Lord, if we caught praying, if we caught seeking his face, if we caught lifting up your name, don't you know, God, who this man is? Didn't you create him? This enemy of the Christians. And all God is saying, go. Do what I say, do. Just go. But Lord, see, he full of excuses, like how we are at times. What they're saying, listen, listen, Linda, 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 listen, Lord. You talking about this man, right? Are you telling me this? You want me? He is a terrorist. He's like Bin Laden and Saddam Hussein, or whatever his name was.
Saddam Hussein.
Yeah.
Saddam Hussein.
Saddam Hussein. ISIL. You want me to go over to the Middle East and go tell this terrorist, this killer, that I'm supposed to pray for him? I'm supposed to. This stone cold, hard, heartless man.
Yeah.
He locking us up. He even locking up the women. Didn't matter. If you was caught lifting up the name of the Lord, if you was caught worshiping and praising him, praising the living God, praising and worshiping him. You know, they supposed to worship me. They supposed to be in fear of me. I'm man. I got it going on. They supposed to bow down to me. Don't they know who Saul is? He was treacherous. He was always threatening. But he had his connections too. See, one thing about Saul, before he became converted to Paul, he was a very intelligent man. He knew who he could get in contact with. That's where we go to verse 1. And Saul, yet breathing out threatenings and slaughter against the disciples of the Lord, went unto the high priest and desired of him letters to Damascus, to the synagogues, that if he found any of his way, whether they be men or women, he might bring them bound unto Jerusalem. And as he journeyed, he came near Damascus. Oh, see, this is a divine plan of God. No matter where you are at in your life, no matter what you are doing in your life, God has a divine plan for our lives.
Amen. Amen.
No matter who's coming against you, who's attacking you, he got a divine plan for that destroyer. He got a divine plan for who's trying to come against you. It's going to be stopped. Because we are his chosen children. We are he, and we belong to him. But Ananias keeps saying, I'm trying to explain to you, Lord, about this man. He's beheaded, just like ISIL was doing. Beheading people, killing them, put people in prison. They go around asking, are you a Christian? Mm-hmm. And you said you, yes, you are a Christian. They put you down on your knees. And they show the world, make video, send it to your family, that you're going to be beheaded. Yes, Lord, I'm a Christian. I'm saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost. It's not something that I come off my lips just to be saying and just to be heard. Because your life is at stake. Because once you pass, you die in your flesh. Once you pass, you got to go before the Lord.
Amen. Amen.
You got to have everything right. Yeah. If I was waiting, trying to wait till that last minute to get right with the Lord,
yeah.
I'm going to do it next year. And I heard plenty of resolutions. People are telling me, I'm going to get right. I'm going to get saved at the beginning of the year. I said, no, time is now. Behold.
Amen.
Now is the time. He said, but Lord, this man, no. And all the Lord said was go. That's all he keeps saying, go. He didn't scream at him. He didn't holler at him. You know how we parents be doing to the kids. You do what I say. Don't ask me no questions. Just go. You know, and you talking to the Lord. We forget who we talking to at that time.
All right.
You know, we want to try to figure things out on our own, but God knows all. He's in total control.
Yes.
He sees all. This man, all he thinks about is evil. He sleeps, he breathes, and he just in a constant thinking about evil is upon his heart. To destroy, to take a revenge out on the children of the Lord. Right. He couldn't stand the disciples because they're proclaiming the good news. He had a murderous mentality. That's all he think about. Murder, murder, murder. Kill, 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 kill. Attack, attack, attack. You can probably see the smoke coming out of his nostrils. Like them dragons or whatever. Fire. He wanted to bind up all men and women. Whoever called on the name of the Lord. We better lift up our hands. Whenever we're going through, praise your way through it.
Amen. Amen.
Worship yourself through it.
Amen.
Thank you. Honor and lift up the Savior right through your mess.
Yeah.
But this one talking about me. Don't care. Honor God. See, what he thought he was attacking the human. What he was attacking the God in us. And Ananias didn't see that part. See, we got to listen. We got to listen with our spiritual ear.
Yeah.
You know, they say, well, ear heard and everybody listening or whatever, you know. But you got to listen. In all your chaos, in all your mess, wherever's going around, you got to listen. Yeah. Be still and know that I am God.
Right.
We have to listen. Get in a quiet place to listen.
Yeah.
Be still. I know when I went to go visit my mom at the rehab center, you know, and I called them like 2 hours prior before she passed, and then they called me about 2 hours later, and they said, "Did you come up here?" I was like, "Well, sure." So I'm thinking I'm filling out some paperwork and stuff, And I'm walking down that long hallway, you know, and I should have known something eerie because, you know, when I come in there, everybody all chippering, all laughing, and, you know, "Hi, Miss McTier, come on," you know. And I'm walking down that hallway, and I stopped at the nurse's station talking, you know, and I walk, going to my mother's room. Soon as I get to the room, and then I feel somebody touch me on my back. And then I looked and I seen all these nurses and doctors around me. Some of them say, "Sorry." I said, "Sorry for what?" I'm like, "Sorry for what? Did she pass?" You know, in my cap, you know, I was confused and I was in shock, you know, and crying and didn't understand a lot, you know, and I was calling up my family and telling them about it. And in the midst of all of that, then I said, "Oh no, I gotta call my pastor." I said, "Wait a minute, hold on. I gotta call my pastor, you know." And then he's the only number I can remember by heart. And I dialed him. And I don't know what I said to him, because I was rambling. I was in confusion. I was in shock. You know, when I was questioning him, why did y'all not tell me that she took a turn for the door? Why y'all let me walk up in here? And because you look at it, what does she look like? She's asleep. That's all it looked like. Just like the norm. And why y'all let me walk up in here like this? You know, but in my rambling and stuff, you know, I don't know what I said to anybody, everybody. But one thing I know, when Pastor Gardner, I heard him. If there's something in the midst of all of that, I heard what he said. He said, "Calm down. I want to understand what you're saying to me." It was just like he got in that chaotic mess. He got me to calm down. He really just brought me back to reality.
Amen.
That's how it is when we listen to the Lord.
Amen.
How much peaceful we can have. How much comfort we can have.
Amen.
If we just be quiet and listen.
Come on now.
And that's why I was able to walk strong when everybody finally came, and I was just walking, pacing back and forth. I wasn't in that chaotic state no more. I took comfort, you know, in the support of everybody who came there. But this is what the Lord is saying. Take comfort. I got you. I'm with you. I'm walking beside you. I'm carrying you through this.
Yes.
Go that way, Ananias. Don't be afraid. Don't fear. I am in control. I'm not going to leave you. I'm not going to forsake you. We're going through this thing together. Hand in hand. Just calm down. Don't panic. Don't bite your nails. Don't pull your hair out. Don't pace the floors back and forth. Just stay calm. Just do what I say. Just go that way, Ananias. See, but then Saul, he had great influence with the chief priest. He knew who he can call. He knew who he can go to get things done. He required some letters. And when he got that letter, he was like, "Woo-hoo! I'm going to get me some Christians today!"
Yes, yes, yes.
Woo! Someone going in prison? Yeah, yeah, yeah. He was like, "I can taste it. I can feel it. I'm on my way, Lord." I'm not Lord, but I added the Lord part. I'm on my way. He had his contacts. Just like we have in our phone. You know, if you're going to remember the number, you go to that contact list. That's exactly what he did. He wanted to execute. He wanted to destroy the people of God. Just like people in our lives are found to terrorize us. They are assigned to terrorize us for anything we're trying to do for the Lord. They try to stop us. They try to stop the movement of God. But they don't realize the movement of God cannot be stopped.
Amen. Right.
Because he's going to have his way irregardless. People there to berate you, to put you down, to belittle you, to get on your nerves. I'll be like, "Oh, no, you get on my last nerve." I don't say, "Well, about the first nerve." But people try to wreck havoc on our lives. Cause all kind of problems for us. Just like a big wrecking ball. I was watching how they destroy houses and that big wrecking ball coming. That's what people try to do with us. I'm going to take that saying from my father. But we got to hold on and look up. Then I added the other part of it. For your redemption draweth nigh. That you got that right. You got that right. But they won't succeed as long as we stay and keep our eyes on Jesus.
Yeah.
There are some people in our lives that try to make us look bad. They find all kind of ways to attack us. They sit around waiting While you're trying to go forward, they're trying to drag you back. They fight on every side of you. They think, I'm going to attack you on a continuous basis. But one thing I know, a lot of people ask me, how do you keep going? I said, because I keep praying. I keep seeking God. I keep loving on Him. I keep worshiping on Him. I keep bowing myself before Him. I keep praising Him. I keep lifting Him up. I keep studying this word. I get right in this word every day. I get in this word. I'm always listening. I got an ear. I'm listening all the time. Man. You may not think I'm listening, but I'm listening.
Yeah, man.
I keep my focus on Him.
Come on now.
And Him alone.
Yeah.
He's the only one going to get me through.
That's right, man. Yes. Amen.
Yes. He's the only one going to bring us out. He said, I got you.
Come on,
I got your back. Just give me some praise. Give me some worship.
Yes.
That's why I created you.
Yes. Yes.
No matter what you're going through,
yes.
I got you.
Yes.
I'm in control. I'm in total control.
Man.
It may not look like it. It may not seem like it. But I'm here for you.
Man.
But Saul had another plan. He wanted to wreak havoc on the lives of the Christians. And he got the permission from the chief priest to attack. He got his paperwork. He thought he had it going on. You're going to die today. You're going to be bound up today. I got you. But on that road, in the midst, or in the middle of his planning, who showed up?
All right.
Jesus. Jesus showed up.
Yeah.
He said, Saul, why persecutest thou me? He probably was like, what? Lord, who are you? That's the question I wanted. I was like, he recognized Lord. He said, who art thou, Lord?
Right.
Y'all think about that one. Chew on that one. He said, why are you persecuting me? Why are you harassing me? Why are you troubling me? Why are you mistreating me? Why are you chasing me down? Why are you abusing me? Why are you trying to abuse me? Why are you torturing me? I'm like, how am I torturing you, Lord? How am I abusing you? I'm attacking you. I am attack. How am I doing this? When he recognized who Jesus was.
Come on now.
It is. How I'm doing it? Because you're doing it unto my children.
Amen, amen, right. Amen, amen, amen.
That's how you're attacking me.
Amen.
That's how you're trying to destroy me.
Amen.
But they cannot, he cannot be destroyed. The Bible says, hey, don't be afraid the one who can kill the body. Be afraid the one who can kill the spirit.
Right. Right.
That's why I like that. I know I'm skipping way ahead, but the Holy Ghost. That's what we have. Have you received the Holy Ghost since you've been saved? They like that little neck keep on bothering me up. I'm gonna destroy it in a minute. The Lord will stop your enemies in the middle of their tracks. He loves us. He cares for us. He loves us so, so, so much. Sometimes when we're so down, we feel like the Lord done left us.
Yeah.
That He don't care. That He doesn't love us. But He's steady saying, I got you. I got you. I got you.
Amen.
You are healed. not only in your physical body, in your mind, your emotions,
amen,
your financial, you are healed.
Amen.
All your one job is to do, or two jobs to do, is worship him and praise him. To give him glory.
Yes.
To give him honor.
Yes.
See, I'm not going to let them destroy you. I'm not going to let them keep on hurting you.
Yes.
I'm going to stop. I'm in the middle of it all. Just like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They were thrown in the middle of the fire in the midst. And they saw a fourth man walking.
Come on.
Right dead in the middle. In the midst of it all.
Yeah.
And they came out not being burned. Their clothes was not singed. Their hair wasn't on fire. They steady was praising God while they was in the midst of their fire.
Amen.
They did it before, in the midst, and after. They wasn't going to serve no other God. They wasn't going to serve man or woman, boy or girl. You know, people worship other people. That's why you ask now. I worship the ground you walk. I said, hold up. You better stop that. My Paul, worship me not. I am flesh just like you are.
Amen.
I have weaknesses just like you are.
Right.
I don't want you to fall down because I fell down.
Right.
Stop that. Because it doesn't tickle my ears. You prove to me that you love me.
That's right.
You don't have to tell me all the time. I don't care. You know, some women, you don't tell me you love me. Oh, let me stop. I'm getting all off the subject.
Cut it out.
I'm meddling in it. But it's the truth, though.
Amen.
Worship me not. I'm just flesh. If I'm not helping you, you and your family, your friends getting saved. Hey,
amen.
Got to go.
Amen.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
But Jesus said, I'm in the middle of your pain. Your heart may be bleeding, but I'm in the middle of it. I got you.
Yeah.
I'll never leave you nor forsake you. All you got to do is keep seeking my face.
Yes,
keep worshiping
yes,
me.
Yes,
keep
Lord.
Lifting
yes,
me
Lord.
Up.
Yes, Lord.
Keep studying, reading the Word of God.
Yeah.
Nobody, one thing nobody can do, when you get this in you, it's in you.
Amen.
Yes.
You don't have to physically have a Bible with you. Because you know what? The Holy Ghost, when he comes, and right nick and time, right then and there, this Word, his words, his logos, his rain word going to come out.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
That's what I say I love about the past. Destroy you. That's all you see. Him breathing and eating that Word of God. Studying the Word of God. I'm all of them. And I know all you too. Because you wouldn't be here. But I'm in control. And the Lord, you saw in a mighty, mighty way on that road. He became one of the greatest.
Yes.
Greatest. He ain't no Bible character. I don't like that word when I hear people say Bible characters. They were real people just like you and I.
Right.
And he wrote 2/3 of the Bible.
Amen.
Right.
Amen.
At all costs. That's why he said I think it was 1 Corinthians, and he was saying, I was shipwrecked. I was beaten. He suffered. He took it all.
Yeah.
They beat him thrice. They left him cold, naked out there. He was in dangerous apparels. He was in danger of everything. Darkness was all around him. But I'll tell you what, he was a worshiper.
Yeah.
He loved Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
He was ever grateful for the Lord's stopping him in the midst of it all. In the middle of it. I like that song, in the middle of it. So whatever you're going through, whatever hurt, whatever pain that you're suffering, God's got your back.
Amen.
People may talk about you. They may belittle you. They may put you down. They may even attack you. They try to destroy you. Sometimes we don't know which way we're going to turn. Just don't turn to the left nor the right. Keep looking up for our Savior, Jesus Christ. He is in control. Amen. Amen. Everybody, stand up. Paul became one of the greatest apostles, greatest ministers, greatest witnesses. You know what he added to the church daily? He built churches all over the world. He did not care because his love for Christ was greater than himself. See, that's what we got to get in a place at. With the love of Christ, the work of Christ, the ministry of Christ is so much greater than ourselves and what we're going through.
Yeah.
We got to get to the place where we got to be content with ourselves.
Yeah.
No matter if you got wayward children, give them over to the Lord. If they ain't acting crazy on your job, give them over to the Lord. Your family members, people all on drugs and doing all manner of evil, plotting and planning against you, give them unto the Lord. See, I know for a fact for myself, that's what I had to do. Give them unto the Lord. Because physically, we try to destroy them back. We try to take our revenge right back on them. But they hurt. Because they do no good. Until I gave them over to the Lord. Go in peace. The Lord loves us so much.
Yes.
Once we realize that, take it to heart that He got you. He's in control.
Amen. Amen.